Good morning, 8:11 here on the Mighty 690. As we go throughout a Thursday edition of the program, we are pleased to be joined once again by this year's Niwala Generalissimo, Sabrina Overfield, who joins us on the line. Good morning, Sabrina. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. I'm doing great. Gearing up.
Yeah, I know. 8 days away. That's just so hard to believe. I mean, it's super exciting. And lots of festivities are planned. I know downtown's looking great with all the different banners. And Niwala headquarters are open. And Lisa Wilson even brought a Niwala banner in here that we've got up. So we're ready, too.
Oh, well, I'm so pleased to hear that. Thanks to Lisa for doing that. You're in the Niwala spirit with that. And, yes, everything's going strong. Musical practices is underway, and the musical will open October 20th, and we're very excited about, so I hope people will get out and get their tickets for that, because it's going to be a delightful program.
Oh, that is so great. So we're just really, really looking forward to it. So what do we need to know as we're getting closer? I mean, I know there's tickets available. Headquarters is open. Fill us in.
Okay. Also, we have the barbecue cook-off, which was our chili cook-off, but this year we switched it up a little bit. And I hope everybody will come out to the park in the Oval and try some delightful barbecue from different types of participants this year. I don't know how many we have, but last time the gentleman told me we were up to 16. So that's a lot of barbecue that day. And they'll have a cornhole tournament. People are interested in that. Our 5K and 10K run and our fun walk. And then we also have, if you're not too full from barbecue, a dessert table. That's a contest as well. So Saturday is going to be a full day, the 21st.
Oh, yeah, and I think we're going to be broadcasting live from that, just kind of walking around, hoping get people to come on out and enjoy the sights and the sounds. And I know that I remember last year, yeah, we had the runners kind of, you know, they had wrapped up. They had their race and everything, and then they finished off their race with some chili last year, barbecue this year. But it was just kind of funny to see them, like, yeah, you know, you just finish a race with some food there. So that sounds logical to me. That sounds good.
Yes, it does, and let's hope they hydrate too. We'll have water there for them as well. But yes, we're all looking forward to this, trying something new with the barbecue, and hoping that people really enjoy it, because there will be pork, ribs, and the chili's not out of the question. If they'd like to use our meat to make chilies, they are more than welcome to do that as well.
Okay, that's good.
It's a choice.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think, you know, maybe mixing it up a little bit this year, trying out the barbecue, because, you know, you do things one thing after, you know, year after year, maybe just kind of, you might get to a point where you alternate or something. But yeah, I think that's good to could try something new on that. And then I also know we still have some tickets available both for the musical and then the Oak Ridge Boys, right?
Yes. We do have some really good seats still left for the Oak Ridge Boys, but they are going fast. And I have been out in the community talking to people, and a lot of people are excited that they are coming back for one last show in Independence, Kansas, in the Memorial Hall. So that's how we'll close out this Niwala, and it's going to be a beautiful moment. Can't wait.
Oh, that is.
But also,
yeah.
I have to mention, James, our Queen Nila, the 82nd. She'll also be crowned in the midst of this. So I hope people will get out to get their tickets for that as well.
Yeah, there's so many different, you know, all the pageants, so you got tickets for that. And then, of course, do you happen to have the dates for the musical performance still going on?
Yes, musical performance opens up, well, it's 8 days away.
Yeah.
October 20th. And that will go October 20th, 21st, and then we have a Saturday matinee, or I'm sorry, a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. So three performances of that.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's always kind of kicks things off. And so definitely want to get tickets for that. And I know you can do that at Niwala headquarters. And plus, they've got a bunch of different really great apparel and merch and all sorts of stuff over there.
Yes, we do. It was a fully packed store, but it's dwindling down now. People are getting in there to get their Niwala merchandise. And also, we have, I want to mention Sunday night, the 22nd, at 7 p.m. at our local cinema. Niwala has a night at the movies, and it is free admission and free popcorn. And our movie this year is Hocus Pocus.
Ooh.
So a lot of people love Hocus Pocus, I know.
That is great. That's going to be a fun time. So might have to round up the gang and head up there. So that's really neat. And so there's just so many different events. You know, it kind of makes your head spin at times. So if people want to find that listing of events and everything, what's the best place to do that?
They can go to our website at www.niwala.com, and it has all that information. And if you have trouble with it, we also have our phone number on there. Called Niwala headquarters, and our wonderful, phenomenal volunteers will help you with any questions you may have.
Well, that's great. And I think that Lisa Wilson said she's going to try to get you here in studio next week. So on Tuesday, I think, is the plan. But in the meantime, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us?
I am just so delighted that it's almost here. And yes, she is getting me into the studio next week with you, next Tuesday, I believe. I'm looking forward to that, but I'm also looking forward to this wonderful celebration that I call home here in Independence, Kansas, and we could not do this celebration without all the wonderful volunteers and our amazing sponsors. So I just want to thank them personally and from the Niwala Board, and I'm looking forward to sharing beautiful moments with everyone.
It's going to be a great time. Well, Sabrina, thank you so much for stopping by. And I know Chris is going to talk with you next and share some Niwala information with the folks over on US 98. So, hey, I will see you here on Tuesday.
Looking forward to it, James. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Sabrina Overfield here on the Mighty 690, this year's Niwala Generalissimo. So very exciting stuff. I know, can't believe it's 8 days away. We've got, I think, 4 different Niwala remotes for you coming up here next week and actually kicking off, well coming up, the start of it will be next weekend on Saturday the 21st, and then that whole week after that, we'll have several remotes throughout that time. So anyway, we've got lots coming up here on the Mighty 690, including a check of the news in a moment, and also an early bird edition of Open Line just a few minutes away. 62 degrees right now in Coffeyville.